You're listening to The Shepherd's Voice, featuring the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Singapore, Archbishop William Goh.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, on this fifth Sunday of Easter, the Church is preparing us more and more as we come closer to the Feast of Pentecost, of the importance of the mission of the Church. Unfortunately, many of us, we do not see the urgency of the mission that the Lord has entrusted to us. Perhaps because we are not too clear exactly what is our mission as Christians. As Christians, we exist for the sake of this mission that Jesus has started. And what is the vision of every Christian? This is what St. Paul tells us, or rather, St. John tells us in today's second reading, when his vision of the new heaven and a new earth. Indeed, my dear brothers and sisters, as Christians, we want to build the kingdom of God here on earth. This world is a world that is so divided because of selfishness, because of evil, because people are more concerned about themselves than for others. That is why we are living in a world today that is fragmented, and there is so much division among communities and wars among countries. To build a new heaven and a new earth would entail making God present in our midst. Again, this is what St. John tells us. You see, this city, here God lives among men. He will make his home among men. Truly, my dear brothers and sisters, as Christians, we are called to sow the seeds of faith, of love, not of hatred in the world, through the gospel values that the Lord has taught us. He has shown us the way. He has taught us the way to love, as we already have reflected during the Holy Week, how it is important for us to give up our lives for the service of others. But that is not all. As Christians, we do not simply focus on building the kingdom of God here on earth. Ultimately, we are working towards the new heaven and the new earth, which is in the next life. St. Paul in Philippians chapter 3 reminds us that our citizenship is in heaven, where our bodies would be glorified. And therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, our vision of this world, our motivation for us to continue to build a kingdom here on earth, is simply because we want to help everyone to discover their true identity in Christ. We are all called to be children of God, and ultimately, we are called to be with God at the end of our life. We must never think that we're going to live here forever. We must never forget that we are pilgrims along the way. That is the reason why we should not allow the world to contaminate us, to think that there is only one life and this is the only life. It is in view of the future, in view of eternity, that we are driven towards building a new heaven and a new earth. And how can this be brought about? Today in the gospel, Jesus said, I give you a new commandment, love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also must love one another. By this love you have for one another, everyone will know that you are my disciples. Jesus was conscious that if we were truly to be able to build a new heaven and a new earth, it must begin with ourselves. As Christians, as Catholics, that is why Jesus began the church by calling the 12 apostles to gather around him. He was building a faith-loving community. He knows that the apostles, if they were to be able to live out the gospel, they need to have a community to support each other. And therefore, if you were to ask me today, what is the key towards building a vibrant evangelizing and missionary church? What is the key to keep our Catholics strong in faith, able to withstand the onslaughts of the world? It is a question of whether we are building faith-loving communities. A Catholic who does not belong to a faith-loving community is at risk because he walks the faith alone. And the world will overwhelm him and he will be lost. The real weakness of the Catholic Church is that we have large so-called faith communities, but many of us don't belong to small faith-loving communities. That's why many Catholics, they walk alone. Until when they get into trouble, their loved one is sick, their loved one is dying, their loved one is dead, and nobody comes. Nobody helps them because they do not know anyone in the church. When they are in trouble, no one comes to pray with them and for them and to give them hope, give them faith, because they know no one except their non-Catholic friends. This is truly sad. It is for this reason today, in the first reading, we have St. Paul and Barnabas. They went about building faith communities. We are told they went to Antioch, and today they went to Lystra, Iconium. Wherever they went, they built faith-loving communities. St. Paul knew that the key to evangelization is truly building communities. Even in spite of the fact that he was rejected many times, almost stoned to death, yet they continue. And so it is for us too. If you want to build your faith, if you want your children, and I tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, as the bishop, I want to share my pain with you because you share your pain with me. Many parents come to tell me, oh, my son is no more going to church. My daughter has lost her faith. Even before confirmation, because they're influenced by all their peers who have no faith. And so they begin to blame themselves. But I've been going to church. Yes, but your children have no faith communities where they could belong to. They go to church alone. They do have no friends. And after confirmation, what will they do? They will just leave, because we all want to be with our friends. If they have no friends in church, if they don't know anybody, they want to be at Clarke Quay, better place. Or Zouk, nicer place, more fun. My dear brothers and sisters, when the parent feels pain because their children, when they become, they study university, now their head becomes so big. Oh, they study the sociology of knowledge, the theory of knowledge. Oh, all these religion, all conditioned. All rubbish. Where are they going to find support? Because everything they hear is against the faith. They don't belong to a faith community. Today, St. Paul not only built a faith community, St. Paul sees the importance of nurturing those communities. That's why we are told they came back and they encourage those communities that they have built to persevere in the faith. They put fresh hearts into the disciples. And this is very important. Communities need to be supported, need to grow. Again, the problem, I think, with the Catholic faith is we get young people going for RCIA. Oh, very good, very high. After, when they are baptized, those of you who are baptized at Easter, I suppose the oil is still down there. Oh, God is so great, so near. I don't know how long. When the oil dries up, you are finished. Because they don't have people to journey with them. The moment after baptism, they are asked, now you swim on your own, now you are supposed to be adult Catholic. And many of them, again, those who are baptized as adults, they don't belong to a faith community as well. Eventually, they were dropped out because they're coming to church alone. They do not know anyone. When people who have just drunk the milk of our Lord, St. Peter said, we need to give them solid food. We need to continue to strengthen their faith to help them. Where is the follow-up? Where is the follow-up of the Catholic Church? After RCAA, just join the warden ministry. As if the warden ministry instruct them in the faith. They instruct you how to collect money perhaps, how to tell people where to sit. But do they really instruct you in the faith? No. That is why our ministries are too functional and we lack really a faith community that supports each other in prayer and in faith. And thirdly, we are told that when Paul and Barnabas, not only they build communities, they also appoint leaders. Again, this is the weakness of the Catholic Church. As a bishop, I know all the weaknesses, but I don't have the solution because nobody is helping me. You see the problem as a bishop or not? We need more lay leaders. We need leaders, not just leaders. We have many leaders, actually. But they are not spiritually formed. They come into the church with their ministry, involved in ministry, with their corporate mind. They are not infused with faith. When I meet Christian and Protestant lay leaders, they can be judges, they can hold top positions, but they come with a faith perspective. It is the faith that is driving them. We have sometimes goodwill. Many of Catholics have goodwill. They are talented. They are very professional. They are very good in what they do in the world. They want to help the church. And they come, but they won't last long because there is no faith. The faith, rather, is rather weak. They're driven by, oh, poor thing, bishop needs help for this pandemic. We need to help in the mass and booking. They come, very good, we are very grateful. But if it is not driven by faith, by the love of God, then it will not last. Because afterwards we have these kind of leaders, but they are not humble, they are not self-sacrificing. Yeah. Then that is why St. Paul told the people, you know, before we enter the kingdom of God, we have gone through many hardships, many hardships. Oh, our lay people, I don't think you can go through hardship because a little bit of problem in the ministry. Resign. Oh, fed up with this priest. I don't go anymore. Little bit, resign. Your faith is founded in Jesus or in your brothers? Yes, of course, we do influence each other in faith, definitely. We have a responsibility. But even if the church leader, even if a priest is not behaving himself, your faith is founded in God. Of course, the priest has a great responsibility. He's supposed to inspire faith. But if your faith is founded in Christ, even if all of them betrays you, you will still be strong. But many of us again, oh, because this person has done something wrong, some church members, oh, you see, the warden insulted me, been rude to me, I won't come to church anymore. You mean the wardens represent the entire Christ? Only one. And we are human beings, we are not perfect. That is why to build communities also requires a lot of patience, a lot of what we call self-sacrifice. Building communities is not easy, let me tell you first. It's not easy. But that is the way. We need to continue to practice humility, be self-sacrificing, emptying ourselves for the greater good of the community. And finally, we are told to build community, every faith community must be connected with the entire church. And that is what happened because Paul and Barnabas, they went back to give an account to the church in Jerusalem. Faith community cannot be a little, what we call, conclave, a little group, a ghetto, doesn't exist by itself. Faith communities must be connected with the rest of the communities, with the entire church, and be responsible, because every community must be responsible to a higher authority. You're responsible to the rector here, the parish priest. I'm responsible to the Holy Father. Holy Father, responsible to God. So that is a question of accountability in the way we exercise our leadership to strengthen the faith of our people. Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Shepherd's Voice, featuring His Grace, Archbishop William Goh. This podcast is brought to you by Catholic SG Radio.